You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, May 4th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about Blue Sky's nudes problem. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. As people have flocked to Blue Sky in recent weeks, the platform has been hit with a problem as old as the internet: nudity. Among those who recently joined the decentralized social network established by Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey are large contingents of the tech, trans, and sex worker communities who have brought their own social norms to the chaotically exciting social platform. Caught up with that excitement, particularly around one uncontrollable section of Blue Sky called the Hell Thread, where a coding error meant that anyone who had participated in the thread was bombarded with notifications, many chose to share nude images of themselves. In the chaos of the early days of Blue Sky, that movement gained its own momentum, leading to a wave of nudes and lewds, many of which made their way onto the What's Hot page, the platform's equivalent of Twitter's For You tab. In response to criticism from users who didn't want to see nudity on the What's Hot page, Blue Sky has since changed its approach, stopping any nude content being algorithmically presented to users. The decision was encapsulated by a meme shared on the network using a screenshot from animated sitcom King of the Hill, where one character labeled Blue Sky users lifts her shirt while another labeled Jay from Blue Sky CEO Jay Graber tries to discourage them from doing so. It shows the challenges of moderating a growing platform in action, says Carolina R., an innovation fellow at the Center for Digital Citizens at Northumbria University. When platforms are in their infancy, R says, it's possible to take a hands-off, organically adapting approach to moderation. But as soon as the platform grows, and as soon as it becomes more mainstream in terms of audience, there are some things that are divisive. And sadly, nudity is divisive, she says. The decision to limit the spread of nudity may have been affected in part by the potential future growth of Blue Sky as it tries to move out of its beta phase and become a viable alternative to Twitter, according to R, who believes Blue Sky's team could well be asking themselves questions like, if we want to grow and there's a bunch of people complaining about seeing ass, will we grow if we keep allowing that? In many ways, Blue Sky is encountering, early on in its development, a fundamental question that every online platform or presence eventually has to answer. Sexual expression is a driver of growth for online platforms, while simultaneously also being the first thing that people latch onto as unacceptable once a platform reaches any kind of critical mass. One anonymous user suggests that Blue Sky could follow an approach taken by Reddit, which allows users to block access to all properly labeled Not Safe for Work or NSFW subreddits. For Sarah T. Roberts, faculty director at the UCLA Center for Critical Internet Inquiry, Blue Sky's challenges in tackling the wave of nudes highlights a naivety around user behavior. Once again, a platform comes to market and acts surprised when users try to game and break things and when they post nudity, she says. That lack of preparedness for what Roberts thought would be an inevitability could scupper Blue Sky's future growth. Content moderation decisions as an afterthought, whatever level of permissiveness is decided upon, are costly, both from a financial and a PR perspective, she says. Surely it wouldn't have taken a genius to predict this turn of events, so why is it once again a surprise and not an inevitability? Whether the platform expected such user behavior isn't known. Jay Graber, CEO of Blue Sky, forwarded an interview request to Blue Sky's unnamed press team, who declined to provide anyone for an interview, but instead directed Wired to their FAQ page. One member of the Blue Sky team posted that the decision to implement a no boobs or dicks or asses on what's hot policy was a difficult line to walk. By default, Blue Sky users will have a show nudity toggle switched on when they join and would prefer to keep it that way. That means if people proactively follow a user who decides to share nudity, they will see it. But what's hot is a bit different as you didn't opt in, they skeeted. Carolina R. calls the decision to remove nudes and lewds from the What's Hot page a form of shadow banning, the subject of her research as well as something she has experience with personally. They've effectively already limited the chances of growth for anyone who shares nudity and sexuality, she says. She worries that Blue Sky is conflating penises, which are genitals, with breasts and asses, which aren't necessarily sexual. This is where things really become tricky to govern, she says. Flea found the sharing of nudes and lewds amazing because it showed that people, including trans people, felt confident, safe, and empowered on Blue Sky. Still, she realizes why the approach had to change. Not everyone wants to see lewd photos, she says. It's not just about being lewd. I think it's also about sharing your whole self with the world, and if that's something people want, that option should be there. R suggests that in the same way as users are asked whether they want to encounter nudity from users they're following, Blue Sky could ask whether users want to encounter nudity on What's Hot when they join. It's quite interesting they're making that decision for everyone, she says. It's fine that the people who don't consent to seeing nudity aren't seeing it, but how about those who do want to see it? Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, under Elon Musk, Twitter hate speech has surged and propaganda accounts have thrived. Checking in on Wired Science, how the modern world is aging your brain. And on Wired Security, Meta is trying to push attackers to the brink. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.